So the first order of business that we believe the House of Representatives has is to deal with this question of the evidence that's already there for Justice Kavanaugh having committed perjury in the process of becoming a judge on the Federal Appeals Court and now a justice on the Supreme Court. The Constitution impeachment power that's there for providing a check on abuse of power includes corruptly obtaining the office as an impeachable offense. When the evidence was there for senators to see that Mr. Kavanaugh was committing perjury, they wouldn't call it out. You know, they went close to the line. Senator Feinstein and Senator Leahy, as I said, tweeted out that he had been untruthful, but they weren't willing to make it clear that this is disqualifying and that these perjury actions, cannot stand. And then, you know, as we saw the process go forward beyond that, there was somehow this sense that, you know, we weren't gonna take the country beyond this 1 week. We were gonna essentially let the FBI have that 1 week. All of this should have been postponed. I mean, our position from the very beginning, after Justice Kennedy announced his retirement, is that this president, who is under direct investigation, a criminal investigation, as to whether or not he and or his associates conspire with a foreign government to interfere with the 2016 election, a president that has willfully violated the Constitution from the moment he took the oath of office, under that scenario of a president who's so lawless, his nominees to the Supreme Court should not be considered until impeachment proceedings against him have been concluded.